Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you are. My name is Jason England, and welcome to Learn Something, the official podcast of newhorizonmedia.com, where I consume your brain space with weird and wonderful facts that you've probably never heard before. And this is the commuter edition. So, as you can probably hear from the sound of passing cars and the sound of my footsteps, I'm trying to like stomp so you can actually hear them. I'm actually doing this on the way to work, so I thought I would allow you to join me on one of my walks to work. It takes about 25 to 30 minutes, so I feel like that's enough time to get a podcast out of the way and get something to you guys at a time when I'm not really doing that much except for either listening to this story so far or The Streets. Yeah, those are two very different artists, but they both kind of put me in the right working frame of mind, as it's called. So, what are we talking about today? Well, one of the most popular podcast episodes that we did was when I talked about five weird facts about video games. So, we're going to carry that on. We're going to talk about six more weird video game facts. Stick around, this is going to be a good one. And so, the structure of the show is simple. Two facts about Nintendo, two facts about PlayStation, and two facts about Xbox. So, let's dive in on the Nintendo side of things. What do we have to learn about that you may not know? Well, I could tell you about the origination of Mario, if you want. So, back in 1981, when the whole idea of Nintendo being a juggernaut empire across the world was just a diamond in the eye of people who dared to dream, Nintendo of America were overdue on their rent at a warehouse in America, as it goes. The landlord visited and berated the president, Minoru Arakawa, about that overdue rent in front of his employees. The new game, Donkey Kong, was about to be released, and in order to, let's say, delay the rent payments a little bit further, they decided to change the character's name to their landlord's name in a bit of a deal to help them go a bit longer without paying their rent until they had the money to be able to pay him back. And of course, that landlord's name was Mario. Also, fun little extra fact for you, Jumpman was not the original name for Mario. It was originally going to be called Mr. Video before they changed it to Jumpman. Again, two rather uncreative names. And also, Mario Kill the Video Man, get the bugles to record that right away. Next up, we're going to get a little bit raunchy here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about porn. That's right. Nothing too, like, in-depth or graphic or anything daft like that, so still family-friendly listening. I'm going to talk specifically about porn parodies that you see. So, for example, there's probably a million and one Star Wars parody films, Star Trek porn parodies. Literally, the whole expression is Rule 34. If it exists, there's porn about it. So allow me to introduce you to Ron Jeremy, and specifically, a porn parody he made of Super Mario Brothers, rather uncreatively named Super Hornio Brothers. So the reason why all of this was allowed to exist and why companies weren't allowed to get these productions shut down at all or anything like that is a little something called fair use as part of the copyright law in America, and also in the UK, pretty much across the world, to be fair. I know it's only kind of in writing in the UK and the US. I know the EU are kind of arguing copyright law at the moment with the whole Article 13 thing, but that's separate from the point. So, you get these porn parodies, and the companies can't do anything to stop them. So this kind of thing existed, and there was only two options to deal with these things. You either, one, ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist, or two, you have to buy the rights to the production so you can stop it from selling. And that's exactly what Nintendo did. They now own the rights to a Ron Jeremy porno by the name of Super Hornio Brothers, purely because they wanted to stop the film from being distributed. That is one of the sexiest ransom notes I have ever heard. Next up, we're just going to talk about the PlayStation facts. We've got two of them. Personally, PlayStation, my favourite console, hence why I've got a Twitch stream named after it. You can find me on twitch.tv/emotionengineer. And there's your plug. So I'm going to talk specifically about cutscenes. So when you think about the games with the longest storytelling cutscenes in history, your mind probably goes to Hideo Kojima, and more specifically the Metal Gear Solid games. They are quite legendary in their length and also in their depth. It is crazy the amount of detail that he puts into these cutscenes, and it slowly makes you realise that maybe the Metal Gear Solid games, Metal Gear Solid 5 aside, were just glorified movies with like 15 minutes of like combat gameplay in the middle, interspersed with a whole lot of dialogue and a whole lot of cutscenes. So, with that in mind, what if I told you that Metal Gear Solid 4 holds the Guinness World Record for the longest cutscene in a video game? You wouldn't be surprised, would you? But let's try and surprise you with the specific time. How long do you think that cutscene lasted? Any guesses? I don't know why I'm treating this like a class, as if you're all shouting in your cars or on your walk home, because I know I'd be a little bit too socially awkward to do that, so I'm going to go ahead and just answer the question. It's an hour and 45 minutes. Good God. No one should ever have to sit through an hour and 45 minutes. No one should have to sit through the standard length of a film of cutscene. Next up, I'm going to talk about the relationship that Tiger Woods shares with South Park and PlayStation. It's quite an interesting little three-way. Like, as you've probably already seen, there is an episode of South Park where they talk about Tiger Woods' cheating ways and say it's all rich men that decide to have sex with lots of women. But it turns out that there is some kind of history behind that. So the relationship between Tiger Woods and South Park goes a little bit further than that specific episode all about him. Today I learned that on the Tiger Woods 1999 PlayStation disc, it had a file on it that when opened on the PC, played the original South Park short, Santa vs. Jesus. I'm not joking in any way, shape or form. It's kind of weird how things line up like that. And also kudos to the people at EA who were massive South Park fans to put something like that on their disc. And now for the Xbox portion. So, as you've heard, I've told you two weird facts about Nintendo. That I've spanned Mario and porn. And then I've talked to you about PlayStation. That I've spanned cutscene length and Tiger Woods and South Park. And now it's time for the Xbox segment, which we start with the actual name of it. That's correct. It wasn't actually going to be called the Xbox. The board of directors at Microsoft and the directors behind it didn't like the name. They thought it was very simple and very primitive in terms of the name that they were going to go for. So it was only left on the table as a concept project name, and instead they could have easily called it the WEP.
Yep.
The 11X, probably after DirectX 11. The Mars, with a Z. Or even Face, to name a few. That's right. It's a whole bunch of weird names, which makes me realise that when they did end up testing it with audiences, everybody quite clearly loved the Xbox name a lot more, which is just common sense, because it just sounds a lot better than saying, oh, I'm going to go home and play my Face. And finally, a fact that you may have heard, you may not have heard, basically I just wanted to give a shout out to my favourite multiplayer first-person shooter game, which was Halo 2. When I first got my Xbox Live account, it was the best thing on planet Earth, in my respect. But of course, as any old games go, the company behind them will stop supporting the servers and will shut them down. Which is exactly what happened with the Halo 2 servers. Microsoft shut them down. But one player kept his Xbox running on the servers for a month after just playing the game until he was booted. Basically, he wanted to try and keep it alive for as long as possible. And to that man, I salute you. It's quite an impressive feat to go up against the man in this respect. And that is it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've just come into work, so it's always as if the timing was too perfect. I would like to thank you all for taking the time to listen to this show. If you enjoyed it, please do subscribe, give us a positive review. If you have any topic suggestions, please do go ahead and fire them up in the contact section of the Anchor page. And as always, check out the blog, newhorizonmedia.com. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye.